Welcome to Remind Me to Call It Football, the Leicester Fan TV podcast with an accent. I'm your host, Elijah, coming to you live from Canada alongside my two co-hosts, two lovely members of the Leicester Fan TV team, and that's Reedy and Jake. How are you two doing?
Good.
All good, yeah.
So I think we're all looking forward to the new season at the moment, and one of the biggest things that we have to look forward to with that, at least from my perspective, is that we've got a whole new raft of kits available to us for purchase. So before we start looking into players and tactics and teams and all that, I figure let's just take a look at the shirts they're wearing on their back with a nice tier list to kick this show off with a bang. So with this, we've got a six-tier system, A, B, C, D right down the middle, and then we've got a top tier and a bottom tier that we can only put one team in each. Ordering it now, which is for the best kit, in our opinion, of the season, and relegate them for the absolute worst garbage trash shirt that we see. We've also got a little bit of a forfeit on hand for us. So because I'm the kit collector, I have a big, messy pile of shirts beside me. I'll be leading off by sort of giving a bit of a nudge for each of these kits as we go through them. And if you two disagree with me by two tiers or more, I have to put on that team's shirt over whatever I'm currently wearing. So if this goes terribly, I could be wearing 20 shirts by the end of this.
Okay, let's go.
A couple ground rules before we get into it is we have to take our blue glasses off. So we cannot lay judgments based on any rivalries we have with the teams. We can't be in favor of Leicester for anything. We purely just got to go by our aesthetic preferences on these shirts.
Okay.
With that, let's kick off alphabetically with Arsenal. In my opinion, I think Arsenal really came in with a bang here. This is a really great strip, and I think it's doing a collar right. I think one of the big things that you look for with a collar is that subtle sort of detail like that. It harkens back to the 90s for me. I don't necessarily think it's the best kit on the season, but for me, that's an A.
I don't know. I like it. I do like the collar. The only issue, if Man United didn't do a very similar shirt, I would agree. But because Man United have a very similar collar, albeit a bit of a different design, I just don't see it being an A. I think the collar is the only thing that stands out for me. Everything else on the kit is very similar to previous kits. But I still really like it, so I'm going to go with a B for that one. If I'm meant to be doing my prediction now, but I'm going to go for a B.
I don't want to do this to you, Elijah, but I think I'm going to have to agree with Jake. I think he's right. I think most Arsenal kits the past few years have been very samey, and I think all they've done realistically is change the colour. And again, with United doing pretty much the same thing, just gone a bit more old-fashioned in the 90s, whatever it was. It's something that realistically doesn't really change every year. So I'm going to have to go B as well.
I can agree with that. That's not two tiers, so I'm safe. I'm safe for now. But no, that's fair. I think the other big thing that sort of gravitated me towards A was the fact that Arsenal's kit last season really left a lot to be desired for me. They had that sort of Ajax-looking shirt. They let the white go all the way down the sides, and that just didn't feel like Arsenal. This feels like a good return to character for me for them. But I can agree with B.
I'll take that consideration. Yeah.
Next up, we've got Aston Villa. Now, Aston Villa recently switched to Castore, and I have yet to like a Castore shirt for any club. And for this one, I think the saving grace that they've got is that really nice 3D badge, the fact that the lion sort of comes out a little bit, and that gentle set of Vs. But this feels like a very, very average shirt to me, and I'm going right to C for me.
I don't know. I quite like Castore because I think they keep it very plain. But not plain as in just boring plain. I think kind of nice. I really like the V lines that are going through the center of the shirt. I like the collar. They've got that little line of blue going around. It almost is like the shirt looks very shiny. I don't know if that's just the image that's been chosen, but I kind of like that. I'm not sure it really works for a football shirt. The 3D that you mentioned, I didn't spot that initially until you pointed it out. but I really like that on a football shirt. The sponsor, it's kind of a lame sponsor, but it sort of works with the kit. But like you said, Castore, they with their Wolves kit and other kits that they've produced really haven't done anything for me. But this one, I'm think you said C, didn't you, Elijah?
I said C. You can put it A if you wanna.
No, I think I'm gonna agree with you on the C. I like it, but it's nothing special. It's just like you said, it's quite plain.
Well, it's gonna go in C either way now because you both pretty much agreed on C. But I would probably lift it a tiny bit higher to B, just because of the kind of the V's. I really like the V's. It just makes it just a pattern on it just makes it a lot better for me. And the badge alone for me does change it. I'd say most kits at the moment do have it just sewed on, or there's nothing special about the badge, and they've actually done something different there, and it just looks a lot better. And the colours for me. Already, even like Jake said, the little blue thing around the neck, it just makes it a bit more unique for me, which I like. But yeah, C's all right.
I appreciate your pointing out the subtle detail on the collar. I am a subtle details guy when it comes to a shirt. And then one thing that I will mention when it comes to the sponsor that gives me a saving grace, I hate the fact that they put the tagline for the brand on the shirt. They didn't do that last season, and I think that's a big downgrade. But one thing that you'll definitely see in my ratings as we go like shirt by shirt through the rest of the tiers here is that I cannot stand gambling sponsors on kits. Yeah.
I agree.
So even something like Kazoo, I'm fine with it just because it's not a gambling sponsor. So with that, we jump into Bournemouth next, which honestly I felt was going to be a really good shirt until they put that sponsor on the front. I feel like Umbro is trying to do something different. It might have been a little bit too much. I think there's been better kits that sort of take dynamic looks at stripes. We've seen that Sunderland did it before in the past. Some of their Adidas shirts just had a very subtle zigzag on their stripes. This is a little much, but it suits Bournemouth. It's a nice electric way for them to come back into the league. And I would put this one as like a low B.
Ooh, I think this might be the first shirt you put on, because I really don't like this. I just don't. It for me, it doesn't say anything. It doesn't say anything Bournemouth. I understand what they've tried to do. They've tried to be different, but I think it. I just don't think it works. Like you said, the sponsor is yellow. They have that little yellow outline outside on the badge. I'm not sure if that's always there or if they've done that to try and mix and match the with the sponsor.
I think that's a standard part of it, because I'm going to take it off screen for just a moment, but I've got a Bournemouth shirt here.
Okay.
It looks like they normally do a gold rotation. This was their shirt last season, I believe, or two seasons ago.
Okay. I still just don't like it. The zigzags, again, it just doesn't feel Bournemouth. And the sleeves being plain as well, that doesn't feel like it works. I'm going to go with D. I just don't like it.
I think really? I'm the complete opposite. I love that. I don't know. You were saying about the sponsor. I think the gold works perfectly on that. Yes, I think the white works as well. It just, I don't know. I've never seen this kit before. But the moment I saw it, I was surprised that Bournemouth made that kit, because I honestly love how the design is. I think for me, the main thing with shirts is the design. Any sort of pattern on it just makes it a lot better. Like, when we come to ours, it'll be completely different. But in that kit, I don't know why. I love how it's designed, really. And I've got to give it an A. But again, you're still gonna have to put a shirt on for that.
I was gonna say, so I'll still put the shirt on. I guess let's put it. I guess a low B feels like the compromise for that. If we have a B and A and a D.
Yeah.
One thing that I will say just before I do put the shirt on is that I feel like this was a much better take by Bournemouth in terms of doing like subtle stripes, where again, like that's sort of why I feel they did a little bit too much on that one. But yeah, we'll put that one right around there, like, because there will be better B shirts than Bournemouth.
Yeah, you're going to get hot by the end of this episode.
So the big problem that I have with this is that I also get sleeve patches anytime I order the shirt from the club. So I'm not going to be able to move my arms. I just got my vaccine too, so I'm going to have like 10 badges stacked up on that. Next up, we've got Brentford, who are going to be wearing the same kit that they had last season. I have that exact shirt, so we can get a bit of a closer look at it.
Wait, are you being serious? They're wearing the exact same kit?
Yeah, they called it an environmental initiative. They wanted to sort of save the fact that they just have to produce dozens of plastic-made shirts every year. Saves their supporters some money as well. This is their 21-23 home shirt, which, similarly, if it weren't for that sponsor, I'd be giving this an A, because I think that it's a nice classic shirt. It suits the club. The collar is really nice, that nice subtle white that you get on the middle of that collar. But it's ruined by the sponsor. Ruined by it. And that knocks it all the way down from an A to a C for me.
I'm glad you've knocked it down to a C, because I think it's so basic. I think it's like... Yeah. I think it reminds me of a Southampton kit, like of previous years. It just seems so basic with stripes, and it just seems like a normal, just a classic kit you'd get from any club. And again, I do like the little hints of like the white on the collar, and I don't know. It's just so basic for me. I don't know what else I can really say about it.
No, yeah, I just don't feel like much really works. It feels very much like a... It looks quite championship for a shirt, in my opinion. The sponsor, the little star on it, like you said, bet sponsors, and the little star feel looks like, from that image, like the old TV static.
Yeah, like it's made up of like a bunch of different athletes playing sports, but I don't see that from a distance, especially if you're looking at this on a broadcast.
The shoulder sponsor doesn't really work. It's a bunch of different colors, which again I don't really like. I'm gonna go with a D for that one. I just think it's very plain Jane, very basic.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with D as well, but again, because it allowed you to see, you can put it right at the bottom of C if you want to.
Not all good. We will put that one in D. And then next up, we've got Brighton and Hove Albion. I have such mixed feelings about this one, because I feel like as long as Brighton have been sponsored by American Express, it's been a sponsor that's worked with them well. It's blue for a blue team. The yellow accent, they do really well. And they had an awful kit, I think, two seasons ago, when it was that all blue with the small pinstripes. I think the return to wide stripes is good, but this one just isn't doing it for me yet. I think that yellow stripe down the middle really costs them, in my opinion, and I feel like this is another low B for me.
I don't mind it. I quite like kits that try something different, as long as it's not too different. I agree with you on the yellow line in the middle. I don't think that really works, and I am a huge hater for kits that work around the sponsor. You can see the American Express, they've taken out that blue stripe. I know it probably wouldn't work as well because of the colours if the blue stripe went down, but I really am not a fan of the leaving a gap for the sponsor on a kit. I think it ruins it. So I think I'm going to go for a... It's either a low B or a high C. So I'm going to go for a... I'm going to put this one as a... high C.
I think when you first said about the yellow, I thought I love how they've used the yellow on the kit, but I think the main big thing is, and like you said, Jake, with the kind of the put space for the sponsor, it makes it, I don't know, I think it's the same as the Newcastle one from last season. It actually makes a H, and
yeah,
I know they've not made it to do that. And it kind of works because it's Hove Albion. But again, just having that there automatically makes it CAH for some reason. And it already makes it kind of drop down the level. So for me, it's probably a C as well.
I can take C for that. There we go. So then next up, we've got Chelsea's new shirt. This one, similarly, I think this is a reasonable improvement from last season for them. I feel like Chelsea's a club that suits a nice plain shirt, but what they've done here is add really nice accents for that collar. I couldn't find a good rectangular image to show the sort of accent that you get on that collar, but you can see it a little bit on that bottom right. The fact that they add in some of the accents from the crest, that light sort of cyan color really complements the blue well for me. It's not great, it's not perfect, but I think that's my first A.
I think I'm going to go very much opposite with you on this one. I think this would be a great kit if they... I like the basic style. I like it when it's different. If it's done well. This one, I don't understand where the design of the collar has come from or the colour. I think if it was this kit and they had accents of white around maybe the sleeve, the bottom, and the collar was just plain white, I think this would be a great kit. I'm also not a fan of that little button. I think you can see on the kit where the tip of the collar is when it comes down. They have that little pouch for a button. I'm not a fan of that. I don't think that really... I think that's sort of what a lot of kits were doing 5-6 years ago. I don't think it really works. So I think I'm going to go with a low C on this one.
One thing I'll definitely give you credit for, sorry, Rita, just before I let you go, is I think definitely this would have been hugely improved if they added cuffs. If they made sleeves that matched the collar, would have been much, much better.
Yeah, it almost just feels like a pajama shirt to me. It just looks way too basic. It almost feels like they've just gone blue shirt and add the logo, color, yeah. And the collar's the only thing they've had time to work on. So
I think I've got to be on the same lines as Jake. I think with the kit, I think the collar's quite nice, but like you say, they needed to add little aspects of that, of wind blazers on the sleeves, on the maybe the design of the light blue just all over the kit. Again, it's all about the pattern for me, and how simple it is. It just, when I first saw the one, I think it's from the left, the woman on the left hand side, it kind of looks like a rugby kit. I don't know. It just seems quite... It's just too bland for me. And I'm... Again, it's all preference. And again, you said it's A for you. So I'm kind of guessing you got a point of a shirt on.
I'm at least back in blue.
I'm not sure if it's just the way that picture was or if they've changed the kit for the women and the men's team. But the badge on the woman on the back on that kit looks very tiny compared to
the
ones at the front. I'm not sure what's going on there, but it looks really tiny.
That looks edited.
I was about to say, this looks very Photoshopped to me.
Yeah.
Same with like all of those, like that whale fin sponsor on the sleeve on the two people in the front look like it's in different positions on the shirt.
Yeah.
So it definitely looks like
very,
there was some...
That is very, you can see on the guy at the front, you can see that's not even on the arm.
Yeah, so like that was definitely some last-minute editing from them. All right, next up, I feel like this is going to end up being another kit that I'm going to put on, but I'm going to keep this quick on my end. I'm ordering this one this season. I think this is the kit of the season for me. I love everything about it. Normally, I would say that this feels like a bit much, but it feels like it suits a club like Crystal Palace. They have such contrasting colors that having such a wild design works for it. And it is gorgeously complemented by that cinch logo. It's not a betting sponsor. It works in all white. They put the sleeve sponsor in all white. It works with the white cuffs and collar. They complement it. And to me, yeah, this is, if this was just my tier list, this would be my single top tier kit.
I really want to see Elijah put on another shirt. Or as many shirts as possible, but I actually agree with him. I'm ordering it now. I think this is the best kit of the Premier League for this season. I think when I first saw it, I think it caught me a bit by surprise, and I was a bit like, I'm not really too sure. But when you actually spend a bit of time and just look at it and just look at the details. Like you said, I really like it when they've got the white collar, but then they've also complemented it with their red and blue. They've done that around the cuffs and the collar. They've kept everything white, so it all works, like you said, with the side sponsor and the front sponsor. It's not a completely different color, so it works. I think it's one of those shirts where it doesn't just look like a football shirt. It's one of those where it would be just a quite a nice shirt just to wear and have just out and about anyway. So I'm going to agree with Elijah on this one.
I think, well, like I said, I think it was the same as you, Joe. When I first saw it, I was just like, what the F is that? But then again, when I first saw it, it looked like a kid just drew it, because it does literally look like a scribble. But again, looking at it, it is quite nice how the pattern is on the of the scribble, and how they've got that like light blue behind the red before it gets to their dark blue. And with it also, it all kind of aligns with the symmetry of where the collar is and with the colours, and goes to the cuffs as well, which it looks good. And yeah, I probably wouldn't put it as the top one, but again, it's still very high for me. So yeah, you can put it as order it now if you want.
We'll put it as our order now, and we can always shuffle things as we get further in.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Everton, which this kid's doing nothing for me. The sponsor's way too big. Hummel, I have big expectations from Hummel, but those armpits are really just sticking out to me. They become the focal point of the shirt rather than the badge or the Hummel logo or even the sponsor. It's just that bright patch on the side. There's really not much for me to like here. And I'm not going to put it and relegate them, because I think that there are worse kits that we're going to get to, but I would give this a low D.
Yeah, for me, this just screams training kit. It doesn't have, it doesn't look like an Everton football kit to me. I'm not even sure I think it's a lighter blue than they usually go for, unless that's just the image. But I just don't think it works at all in any way. Like you said, the sponsor's huge. I like what they've done with the collar, but I think the shirt would have worked so much better if they'd had done the same around the sleeves. The design on the front, the little pattern in the like background, I quite like, but they maybe should have used that a bit more. Under the armpits with that white, and on the shoulders with those stripes, that just, it looks too much like a training kit. So I'm not going to put that in relegate, because I have one kit that I absolutely despise and I know that I want to put there. But I'm going to put that, I think I'm going to agree and put that in LOD.
I'm just going to already say it's D, because again, it's just so basic and it's just not really an Everton kit, really, is it?
Now, Fulham haven't yet released their shirt for this season, so we still have last season's kit, as this is the one that's still available on their website. I'm pretty sure that this is just because they haven't sorted out their shirt sponsor yet and don't want to release a shirt until they have one. So I kind of feel guilty reviewing this one, because this feels like a championship shirt right the way through. Pinstripes don't work for me unless it's on a shirt that, for a team that like has always worn pinstripes. So to me, this is a D as well.
I'm going to straight up agree. I've got nothing to say about that kit. That's a very it's a template Adidas kit with some pinstripes and a sponsor that does not work on that kit. The picture you've chosen is very questionable as well.
that's honestly the only one I've seen of the picture as well. So it's just like, are they just trying to take the piss or not? Because it's just awful.
Yeah.
But again, I wouldn't put it and relegate them. I just put it a very, very low D.
Yeah, like I feel guilty relegating it, because it's not a Premier League shirt. Like it is a championship shirt. Mm-hmm. Moving swiftly along, we've got Leeds next. Now, unfortunately, I couldn't find a good photo that really shows it, but the thing that I really like for Leeds' shirt this season was that they actually brought back that sort of sublimated LUFC on the front of the shirt that they had back in the 90s when they had like the Thistle sponsorship and the Admiral sponsorship. And that redeems what was otherwise a very boring Adidas template shirt. I think the blue doesn't really work as well for this shirt as their blue that they had, I think it was two seasons ago. So the sublimation saves it from being I'm going to give it a high D. And I think if it wasn't sublimated, this may well have been my relegated kit.
I think again, I'm pretty close to agreeing with you. I might go for C, just because I think all the colors match really well. I'm not a big fan of that Wish sponsor. Is it the LUFC? Is that sort of going through the whole shirt?
No, well, yeah, as you can see, look at the middle.
I can see it. The little, it's like multiple times saying LUFC around the shirt. Yeah, I don't mind that. I don't really think it massively works. I think I'm going to change it to D, only because this kit reminds me way too much of our last season's kit, minus the pattern we had. Like with the collars, it looks very similar. So with being Adidas, it just doesn't feel like anything special. So I'll go with D as well. It's a very template kit.
I think it's even more than I don't know what kit we were talking about with it. It was more of a training shirt. I think that without a sponsor, without the logo, it's literally a training shirt. Don't get me wrong. I think the colours are nice. And I think how they work with the colours and even the sponsor, the colours of the sponsor's logo. They've obviously used that to go with the kit, obviously, because I don't think they can just rebrand that logo of the sponsor to get to the kit anyway. But I do like how they've done that. But otherwise, it just seems like a training kit to me. And you could just buy that from Adidas for £20. So for me, it's a D as well.
Yeah, one thing I will give them is, so this was their kit last season, I believe, and they do actually recolor the logo to match the shirt, because they went with like this electric lime last year, and they do have that in the sponsor. Only redeeming factor for a betting sponsor, for my opinion, was the fact that they were willing to adapt for the team.
Obviously they are allowed to do it, but it just seems a bit odd how they can just change their brand logo of a company to just suit a kit. I don't get it. That just seems a bit odd to me.
I kind of get it, purely just because like it helps sort of enamor yourself to the fans. Like I know Tottenham fans hate AIA because they, and we'll get into that when we get to the Tottenham shirt as well, because you know they're known for like their lily white kits, and then they just have this fat red logo on the front of it. Next up, we've got Liverpool, who have been, boy have they been following in the footsteps of Everton. That's a training shirt. That's a t-shirt.
That's not a pajama top.
And then I was looking for this photo on the Liverpool shop, and I got the chance to see the back of the shirt as well. And they added some subtle detailing to the back that honestly just made it look worse. The back of the collar, where they put the two flames and the 97 on the back, is dark, but only on the back of the collar. And I just thought it was hideous. Like to me, this is very close to the relegation, and I'm gonna give it a low D.
I'm just gonna straight away agree. There's nothing with the shirt. Is this their first season with Nike now? Is this going to be the first season, or did they go with them last season as well?
They had them last season as well. I think they've had them for two seasons now, because they did the one with the green collar, they did the one with the orange stripes, and then this one.
Right. Yeah, their last season kit was all right. I quite liked that. But this one, it's almost like they were like, oh, we need a kit. Let's get a red t-shirt and put our stuff on it. They've done nothing. So, yeah, it's just there's nothing to even talk about with this kit. So I'm going to go with the D as well.
I agree with both of you. I just have to admit, the kit from last season with the green just completely changes the game other than that one. That is literally just a t-shirt. It's just such a letdown.
Now, with two lackluster kits out of the way, we're going to get to the kit that you two are wearing at the moment, which is Leicester City's shirt for this season. I hated it when they first revealed it, because it felt like the white and the gold were contrasting. But now that I've started seeing more people wearing them, I've been seeing actual pictures of the shirt rather than like staged studio photographs. It's grown on me. I think it could be better, but I would still give this a B.
I think you might be wearing another t-shirt if Reedy agrees with me, because I like what they've tried to do with the collar with the 80s, one of our kits from the 80s. It wasn't how I expected it when I first got the shirt. The collar is very flimsy. It's very much, if you're in on a windy day, that collar is blowing away. It doesn't feel like the Arsenal and Man United collar looks very sturdy and looks like it would very much sit in place and be smart. This one, just I'm not a massive fan of this collar. It's too flimsy. The T stain badge mixed with the Adidas logo. I think if that was just normal, I think that would have worked a lot better. I hate the FBS sponsor, yeah. But just because I love the King Power sponsor, I think that because we've had that for so long, I really, really like that. So that, I don't like that. I love the old fox they've got on the back of the collar, which mm-hmm. half the time does get covered by the collar, so I don't think that was amazing design work, but it still works. But I'm going to go for a D, just because I think it was a nice idea, but a wrong execution of how to really produce this shirt and design it.
Again, I think I'm on the side of Elijah. I just not with the category it's going to go in, but how I just didn't like at all. Like I say, when I was in the office, I saw it and I just thought that is just wrong. Again, there's no pattern, just seems too basic. I really like how they've done the gold on the logos now. A lot of people don't like that, but for me, it just gives it. Like I say, if that was just white or just the normal logo that we've got, then it would just look even worse for me. I think the gold kind of just gives it a bit more of a bit of a nicer look to it, I think, now. And again, the colour, I'm not a big fan of at all. I think the only thing I probably would have added to make a bit of a pattern is to get that Fox logo on the back near the neck and actually do it like the Leeds thing did and have it like just a faint thing all over the kit. Not gold, but just in a lighter blue or something. It would actually just look for me just a bit nicer. So I would probably put that in a D as well.
I feel like one thing I'd been screaming out for in some of our previous discussions had been that I really wanted us to bring back the running fox as the actual badge on the shirt. You know, I feel like that worked really well for Arsenal. Some of the away shirts that they done, they brought back the cannon. I feel like we need the running fox back on a shirt, and this was their opportunity to do it, and they whiffed.
Well, they've not released our away kits yet, so I actually do believe that one of the away kits might have the running fox. I think with it being on the back and the whole theme being create iconic and being a retro feel, going back to 80s and all our past, I think looking at Arsenal, and of course we are with Adidas and so are Arsenal, I think that could be a direction with
what are you,
one of our kits could
you,
go in.
Which one are you on? Like, are you having a hint? Which one is it, the black and green one, or is it going to be the white and like yellowy one?
I think it would be the white one.
Okay.
I think it would look nicer on the white one.
I think they did it for Arsenal's third shirts as well, now that I try to remember, so it would make sense.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, in all fairness, I try to remain impartial. I will actually be ordering this shirt. I'm probably going to get it when I go to Leicester later on. And yeah, if they put the running fox on an away shirt as well, I feel like we'll probably do an away shirt tier list once more teams have released as well. I'll probably end up getting one as well as they
again. Again with it, it would give it our kit. Again, I wouldn't have bought it at this point. But again, I would have always bought it either way near the end of the season anyway. It's something that I always don't like to begin with if it's something that I don't like. Again, some kits, like I think it was the lime kit or the mint kit. I literally instantly loved it. But again, If I didn't buy it now, I would have bought it at the end of the season because I would have just slowly fell in love with it anyway. But that's fine.
Next up, we've got Manchester City, and this one I'm a little conflicted on. But honestly, I'm giving this one an A because for me, this feels like a kit for 2022. You can see that it works to wear over a hoodie. This feels, I think Jake, you called one of the other the Palace kit earlier, like. This doesn't just feel like a good football shirt, but it just feels like a good shirt. And that burgundy accent is something I feel like Man City hasn't played with very much, and it just feels it's clean. The center alignment gives it a bit of a heritage feel. It's just good. The only thing I might change about it would be I think Puma should be above the Man City badge, and that'd be the only thing I'd change.
I quite like the Man City badge being above the Puma. But I agree with you on it being an A. Like I said, it being a shirt like the Palace one where you would just wear it out and it's just, they're showing it there, you can wear it as fashion as well as just being a football shirt, which is obviously where a lot of football is turning to fashion as well. That's the difference between, I think. That's why I'm not a massive fan of the Leicester one, because I'm seeing kits like Palace, like Man City, where they look really smart and you could wear that out and it'd just be a nice shirt. With Leicester's, I don't think that really works. Leicester's is just a football shirt, whereas this one, I think, really works well. So I'll go with A as well.
It's a very fashion designed shirt, and I do love a kit that's got the badge and all the sponsors central. I think Newcastle did it last season. I'm not, don't be mistaken. I think it might have been an older one. I'm not too sure, but
Yeah, I think that was one of their last Puma kits.
I do like the badge is central and it's going to more fashion based, like normal football kits. Only football kits are all sponsor on the left and the badge on the right. So for me, I do like that one, and I'd give that an A as well.
Right. So then to the red side of Manchester, and in my opinion, another cracker of a shirt. I think, Jake, you raised a good point that it is very similar to Arsenal's, and the fact that they're both Adidas doesn't help. That's a god-awful sleeve sponsor. It's not a great front of shirt sponsor, but I'm willing to forgive either of them just for the fact that that's a great shirt. The black, white, and red really work well together, in my opinion. That looks like a good, sturdy collar. I kind of like a good collar shirt with a button in the front. I think that one does have a button. The badge framing's a little awkward for me, but even with all that said, that's still an A for me.
I way prefer this one over the Arsenal one, because this one feels very retro and feels very Man United. The Arsenal one feels like they've just tried to be retro, but it doesn't really feel like an Arsenal retro design. Whereas this one with the black stripes, the shield of the badge, the black outline feels very much Man U 2006, 2007, and also previous. But from what I can remember of Man United, that feels like old Man United shirt. So I'm going to go with a B. I think it's better than Arsenal, but I don't think it quite reaches that A for me.
I think you're right. I think I do like how it's better than the Arsenal kit, but the only thing that ruins it for me is the shield around the badge. Yes, it's gone more retro, and I get they've done that, but I've seen it on actual kits, like with people wearing it. It just looks huge, and it just kind of ruins it for me. Again, I see they're actually going retro, and I think the thing that I like about this kit is on the collar they've got their little triangles, and I think if even if we had that in blue on our kit, I think we would have looked a lot better. It's just a bit of the design on it, just makes it more a bit more of a retro feel. So for me, it's probably a B as well.
Sounds good. You drop that one in there. Next up, we get into Newcastle. And again, Castore just continues to not really impress me. I mean, I know that Newcastle, this is what a lot of their shirts look like. I have a feeling if it was the Northern Rock on the front instead of Fun 88, I'd like it better. The other thing that just really gets to me is how close those Castore wings get to those black stripes that create so much visual tension for me. And I can't stand that. You've either got to put a little bit more of a white outline around it, or you've just got to shrink that logo a little bit, but that's costing it. The cuffs and the collar are nice for me, but the rest of it just feels like every other Newcastle shirt I've seen. And to me, that's getting into C territory.
I think I'm gonna go with a D for this one, just because it's very Newcastle, but it's very plain. I don't like the sponsor in the middle. And it feels like they've tried to do something with the sleeves and the collar, but they've not really put much effort or thought into it. They've just thought, let's make it white, the black line, and that's it. So I'm gonna go D.
If I'm totally honest, when I first saw it, I thought that it actually looks quite nice. But then I think it's kind of just like the Brentford kit all over again. But I think the most thing I like about it is the actual design of the old graphic. I just like how it's designed. Yeah, it's just like I say, that shirt alone already looks more attractive the way it's been actually modelled onto the graphic. It just I think that if the Brentford kit was like that and it actually showed it in like that shiny kind of style, then I probably would have liked it more. But again, it's not. It's just a bit too simple again, really, isn't it? And you're right about the Castillo. Like, how are they not? How are they just stuck it in them white lines? It's just ridiculous.
S tier graphic, D tier kit.
Put in.
S tier graphic, D tier kit.
Oh yeah.
All right, so we'll drag that one in. And then I'll admit, now we're getting into where I am terrified, because we're getting into Forest next. And I want to relegate this kit. And I'm terrified that you won't want to, because I don't want to put on a Forest shirt on this podcast. But the reason is the lack of sponsor. I work in advertising, and for me, a lack of a sponsor on a shirt at this point makes the kit feel incomplete, or it makes it feel like a training top. Like it needs a sponsor.
I will already say this, because obviously I used to work with them, that a lot of the time they do struggle to get one. So they will eventually have a sponsor. It just, again, I know what you mean. From what I can see, that literally is just a top or a training top. It's even worse than Liverpool. It's literally got a badge, like the kit brand, and that is it, with a bit of the design on the edges.
The other thing is, the Crunchers just aren't that comfortable.
I don't think I've ever worn a Macron kit, but again, it just seems so basic. And again, maybe a sponsor would probably make it look a bit better, but the moment I saw it, I put it into the chat and I just thought, it's just so bland. Would I put it in relegate it? I don't know. I don't know if Jake has got to the one where he said he's automatically going to relegate it, but I'll give it a very, very low D. But if Jake says relegate it as well, then we'll relegate it.
But before we hand off to Jake, the other thing I will say for it is, because I know last season they had Boxed as their front of shirt sponsor. And if they secure Boxed again, this would be a B tier kit for me. Because it does, when you add in that sponsor and you, in my opinion, complete the shirt, that side design is really nice. It's intricate, but it doesn't take over the shirt because it's just on the sleeves. And it is a good shirt. It just loses so much for me when you have no sponsor.
This isn't actually the kit I'm relegating. But I was really disappointed because I didn't see the release of this kit. I think they posted something on Twitter and I saw it, and it was one of their pre-seasons. And I was a bit like, that surely isn't their kit that they're actually wearing for this season. And then I looked further into their Twitter and I was like, that's actually the kit they're wearing for this season. And I was a bit like, that is poor. Especially with the kit brand with being the same as Palace's. And Palace creating such, for me, the best kit of that's been created this season. To then come out with this for Forest, I was a bit like, I'm not sure if their designers have spent all the time on Palace and forgotten about Forest's kit design as well. But
I think just to add on that quickly, with the pattern on the arms, if that was all over the kit, I think it would just look a tiny bit better already. But again, I do kind of like the pattern on the arms, but it's just too bland.
I think it might be a bit too subtle.
Yeah.
If they made that the whole shirt, like, I feel like that might be getting into, like, I think it was Vasco da Gama in Brazil did like a big map shirt. And that one was also a bit too much. I think that one was with Le Coq Sportif. But yeah, I like the subtlety of having it on the arms. I think I remember reading from a press release that it was meant to be like details from one of the bridges that runs over the River Trent. Like, it does actually have purpose. It was the plainness of the middle of the shirt that just got to me. And that could all just be solved once they can find a sponsor. But they're already selling this shirt. And they just send it to you without a sponsor and tell you to go to the City Ground once they get their sponsor secured.
Yeah, like Jake says, it's just a bit poor from the football club in general for that.
Yeah, I'm going with D for that one, if that's what we're agreeing on.
Yeah, we'll put very low D, because I'm guessing we'll have one kit that we know is relegated.
Yeah, and now, I don't know what you're thinking of, which one's relegated, but I think it's coming up.
I was about to say, if I had to guess, I think you might relegate this one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty neutral on this one. The thing that gets to me about this is that I know that Southampton have kind of hovered back and forth between predominantly white and predominantly red shirts, but a white shirt doesn't feel like a Southampton home kit to me. To me, red has to be the dominant color. And I'm sure, like, if you're a Southampton fan, please correct me in the comments. I know you've done before like a white shirt with a red sash, but that was, I'm pretty sure, like an anniversary shirt you did. you got to invert this kit. You need to make that middle part white. You need to make the outside red. And that, to me, costed what could well have been like an A or a B and knocks it into probably a C for me.
Yeah, like you said, I don't feel like white is Southampton. And like you said, we could be wrong here. But Southampton's always been sort of the stripes and more red. And I just don't really think this works. I don't like the sponsor in the middle. I like that they've centralized it like they did with Man City's kit. But again, I'm not a big fan of the Hummel kit sponsor. The fact that it says Hummel, I think if it was just the logo, that maybe would have looked a bit nicer. Mm. I quite like the collar. The sleeves are a bit plain. But I think, like you said, if it was red on the outside and white in the middle, I maybe would have said this would have been a really nice kit. But for me at the moment, this is my relegate kit.
See, for me, this is an exact replica. With obviously, other than the colours, is exact replica of the new PSG kit. With the badge in the middle, the sponsor, the other kit brand in the middle, and obviously the sponsor in the middle. I think if it was, again, the red on the outside and the white in the middle, I would honestly probably give this a B. But again, because it's all white, I do kind of like the pattern on the shirt, on the white areas. But again, the main thing is it's Southampton's red. But you've got to take in consideration that obviously their kind of tagline is bold is brave. So I'm guessing they maybe changed it because of that. I'm not too sure, but I will give this. I'm not going to relegate because we'll probably go back to the ones that we'll probably do because I don't think we'll all agree on a relegated kit, but I'll give this a D.
Sorry, Reedy, I didn't quite hear. What tier did you give it?
I'll give it a D because I'm guessing we're not all going to agree on a relegated kit, so we'll probably have to just a bit later when we've done all of them, we'll decide which one actually will relegate.
So does that mean I put on Southampton or no?
No, because we both okay. said D, I think. So.
I also don't know.
Yeah. Okay, yes, you do put it on then.
Okay. then I will try to discuss Spurs while I put on Southampton. I quite like this shirt. I feel like Spurs kind of dropped the ball, I think, two seasons ago. They did this sort of geometric pattern, which really felt like a departure from what makes a Spurs kit. They then introduced one that was all white. It looked like the paper towel that you get from your school. And this feels like that happy medium. That electric yellow feels really contemporary to me. It complements the dark blue nicely. It's undone by its sponsors because you get the red and the purple of the AIA and Cinch, which don't help it much. But I'm almost willing to forgive it, and I would give that probably a high B.
I don't know. I know you said we got to take off the blue tints and just focus on the kit. I hate Tottenham. I really hate Tottenham. So. And any of their kits I don't really like anyway. I don't understand the luminescent green outlines. It's quite plain. Like you said, they've got the red sponsor in the middle and then they've got the purpley blue arm sponsor, which isn't, I think, it's not exactly the same shade of as their shorts, so it doesn't complement that, at least anyway. And it's Tottenham Hotspur, so I'm going to go D. It's got the Tottenham logo on it. I hate it.
this is a dangerous one for me.
Take the blue tinted glasses off, mate. The thing that makes this kit a lot better is that tint of the green or whatever it is. It just makes it a lot better looking kit. Without it, it would just look like a plain blue and, well, pretty much Spurs kit that you'd have every season. But that kind of luminescent green colour, I think that's what Liverpool did last season. It kind of just gave it a lot more of a personal touch to the kit, and I kind of like that because of how the colour adds to the shirt. And yes, I don't like Spurs, but I'm gonna give this a C.
Saving me from having to wear a rival, I appreciate it. I was going to say, so I do actually, the Spurs shirt that I do have has just that blue collar. And I think, yeah, you can really see sort of like the difference yeah. that makes, that green at least makes it a little more unique. All right, we got two teams left. We've got West Ham. West Ham went for sort of a like 90s looking vibe, and I feel like they only got halfway there. If I recall correctly, the kit they're trying to mimic, that sleeve design kind of bled into the chest as well, whereas in this case, they kind of end it on that inseam, and I think that's a mistake. It should have bled in even just like a couple centimeters further, and that would have helped it, but right now, like it feels a little awkward to me, like especially the way that the shirt kind of wrinkles on the model. And then the cuffs and collar are just a little weird to me because the fact that it's that scribble texture makes it look darker on the sleeves than it does on the cuffs and collar. This had so much potential and just landed kind of C-ish for me.
I think I agree with the C. Initially, when I think this is only one of the first times I've seen it, I quite liked it. And then I actually looked at it properly, and the sleeve collars are way too big, in my opinion. And I don't like the circle neck collar. I think that's like too tight of a collar. I don't really like that design. You said it was based off something, and if I saw what it was based off, I might understand it a bit more. But without that comparison, I'm not really a big fan of it. So I'll go with C as well.
I think I'm just going to go straight up with C as well. I think it's with the Aston Villa kit. I think both the colours, obviously, with the maroon and like the blue, I don't know why I like the colours because I think it presents it well, but again, with the design, it just looks a bit of a mess. Again, if we saw what the actual kind of idea behind it was, maybe it looked better. And again, the sleeve and the collar just looks a bit thick and a bit like tight on everywhere. So I would just give that a C again.
Yeah, just before I do switch that back over, I'm just uploading a picture. So that, I'm pretty sure, is the shirt they were trying to mimic.
Okay.
Like an old Bukta shirt. And like Bukta used to make some great kits in the 90s. Like they made those nice textured shirts for Leicester. Reedy, you look thoroughly unimpressed with this shirt, though.
Just like it's like with ours, our Bukta kit. I like how it was designed, but that there, I don't get how that's mimicking the kit they've got now because there's no stripes in it. It's just very, I don't know. Even if it had the stripes in it, again, it wouldn't be a West Ham kit because there'd be stripes, and West Ham aren't a stripy team. It's just two block colours, but it's just too basic for me.
So, sorry, are we giving this one C or D?
I think we all said C, I think.
Yep.
All right. And then finally, our last kit is Wolves. I don't know if it's just me and Castori, but just this feels kind of... I think this is the best Castori shirt that they've done for any of their teams this season. But I can't really give it higher than a B. Like, it's a nice, clean shirt. The black accent is reasonably nice, but it just... meh. B.
Again, it feels like a training kit. I just don't think this really brings much. And I really don't like the little black dots they've got on the side, which I'm not sure if they're meant to be like air holes. But from this picture, they'd look like black dots, and I don't like that either. And yeah, Castori really haven't put much effort into their designs this season, so I'm actually going to go with a D for this one.
I'm going to agree with you on the D because, again, it's just so basic. And for me, it's more like a polo. The fabric that you can see on there is literally, it's more like a polo shirt. And the kind of collar, they haven't got a collar. Like, the collar, I don't get how they've got two black stripes, like two strips going to the collar. I don't get it. It's like they're cutting off the shirt from there, and then the whole of the bit from the stripes upwards is literally the back of the shirt. It's just a bit odd to me. So, yeah, I'm just going to straight up say D for that.
All right.
That was quick. I was getting to get the shirt on.
I got to do it while we got the graphic on screen. So I think I'm wearing like 7 kits at the moment. So with that, we've got our tier. It's fairly bottom heavy at the moment, but I feel like that's just because there's been a lot of template-ish feeling designs. We got to pick a team to relegate, and I think we also have an opportunity to do a bit of shuffling. Seeing where we've landed on a lot of these, I don't know which team I want to feel like I want to relegate. Maybe Newcastle, if you needed me to shift my opinion off of Forest. And I feel like we could move Brentford up. I think Brentford might be a C instead of a D.
I think if I was going to relegate anyone, for me, it's either Forest or Southampton. I don't think any other kit is worthy of the relegate.
As we're talking about that, then you did say relegate Elijah. We'll relegate the Forest kit because I'll agree with that.
We might revisit this if they do get their sponsor sorted and it looks good. Like if they get boxed and it cleans up nicely, my opinion might change. Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with the Brentford going up. I think that is just a very basic kit. Quite like Newcastle, they've just gone very much just stripes, nothing fancy with it. They've not tried to do anything like Bournemouth or Palace have done with their stripes. They've just gone for the plain Jane, which is fine, but for me that just feels a bit boring. Nothing special. I think that for me that tier list is probably maybe a tweak here and there, but I can't think of anything specifically.
the only one I've changed is Bournemouth going up, but that's never gonna happen from you two, so it's all good.
Honestly, I got to put it back up on screen. I might be willing to warm up to Bournemouth a little bit, but only when I see his arms crossed over the betting sponsor. Because it is a pretty nice...
The gold, I think the gold really works with the kit. It's just, again, it's just because it's the betting sponsor.
But you could twist my arm to give it an A, just because I feel like we also have been quite harsh on a lot of these teams.
I think with all the D kits, I think it's basic, no pattern really, either the stripes or literally all the other ones is literally just kind of Adidas basic kits. So I think the ones that have kind of gone a bit more crazier, we've kind of put to a C or a B. And then obviously we've just really liked the A, or it's definitely ordering now. But yeah.
Let's give it halfway. We'll give it an A-.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right. Well, that wraps up episode 1 of Remind Me to Call It Football. Let us know in the comments where you agree with us, where you disagree, what kits you would have made me put on. Keep tuned. We'll have more episodes coming out all through the season. Thank you, too, for joining me. We'll also have a variety of guests coming on as well and lots more to talk about. Let us know in the comments what you'd like us to discuss on this podcast as well, and we hope you'll join us next time. Thank you very much.